Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Many times in the ads that you see for salespeople, whether it's on Monster or Indeed, it will say salesperson. But is that really what the person wants? Is that really what the person placing the ad wants for their company? There's such a difference between a salesperson and a closer. A salesperson is someone that works in a department store, and you walk in, and you're walking around, and they approach you, and they say, "May I help you?" And what do you say? Well, usually you say, "No, thank you, just looking." And they walk away as happy as can be because they felt that they have done their job. They've approached you, they've asked you if they could help you, and you said you didn't need any help, and that was what they think that their job is. It's not that you walked away with a product or bought a goods and services. You just walked away with nothing because nobody answered any questions. No one put anything in front of you. No one absolutely tried to convince you to buy something. Now, if you go to one of the cosmetic counters where they sell cosmetics and perfume and eyeshadow and wrinkle remover, and you walk up to one of those people and they say good afternoon, before you know it, they're demonstrating something to you. They're trying to convince you. They're showing you, "Let me show you how this," of course, if you're a man, that's not the case, but if you're a woman, they're showing you the latest colors of lipsticks. They're giving you a sample, possibly. They're doing everything they can to showcase their product, to pull you in. That's the difference between a salesperson and a closer. A salesperson just says, "May I help you?" They present a product or service, and they just leave it out there in the without any closing questions, without any follow-up, without any way of asking the person why they would want to buy, why they wouldn't buy, getting the objections and overcome the objections. The closer is fearless. The closer starts by demoing the product or the service, but that's where it starts. There's more of a presentation. There's more of an understanding. There's more of pulling the person in to absolutely get them involved. And when the person that they're presenting to says no, that's when the sales begin. Now, I'm not talking about pushing things on someone that doesn't want it. I'm not talking about doing something that's not ethical, or I'm not talking about doing something that's going to give your company a bad reputation. But if you have salespeople, you are a victim of the system waiting for someone to buy. If you have closers, those closers are going to go out and they're going to prospect. They're going to develop leads. They're going to be talking to people. They're going to be closing deals because they're professional salespeople. There is quite a difference. And when they're out there closing deals, one deal leads to the next, to the next, to the next. And again, repeating myself, we're not talking about being obnoxious. We're not talking about forcing anything on anyone. We're talking about painting a picture. What closers do is they paint a beautiful landscape. And in that beautiful landscape, they show the customer or client exactly what they need and how it's going to help them and how it's going to put them in a position of them doing better business and making a profit. And if the person that they're presenting to says no, well, their picture that they're painting is incomplete. They have to paint the picture further. And they paint the picture further. And if they still get a no, they try to find out exactly what the person that they're talking to is not seeing. What did they miss? And after they do this enough times, of course, they build the objections into their presentation, so there are less objections at the end of the presentation. But there will always be objections. There will always be questions to answer. And a closer, well, a closer is relentless. A closer is determined. A closer is a person who is going to be successful in sales. A closer is someone who has somewhat of an ego, someone who wants to do the job, someone who wants likes convincing people and bringing them to their side. That's what closers do. So determine whether you have closers or salespeople. If your salespeople are just asking, may I help you, you may not be getting the results you want. If you have closers, they're going to teach you a thing or two about getting business. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.